And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 12th of September, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who asked that his epitaph read, "If after I depart this veil you ever remember me and have thought to please my ghost, forgive some sinner and wink your eye at some homely girl." Henry Louis Mencken, H.L. Mencken, born in Baltimore on this day in 1880. Popular journalist of his day, wrote about con artists and attacked chiropractors in the Ku Klux Klan, and most of all attacked Puritan morality. He called Puritanism the haunting fear that someone somewhere may be happy. And he wrote a book called The American Language, came out in 1919, a history and collection of American vernacular speech. It's the birthday of Irénée Joliot-Curie, born in Paris, 1897. She was the daughter of Pierre and Marie Curie, homeschooled as part of an educational experiment run by her parents and their friends called the Cooperative. The adults, scientists, experts taking turns teaching one another's children. During World War I, she helped her mother operate mobile X-ray units in field hospitals. Her mother, Marie, who discovered radium. She began assisting her mother in the radium laboratory at the University of Paris, met a young chemical engineer named Frédéric Joliot. In 1935, the two of them won the Nobel Prize in chemistry for artificially creating radioactive elements. And then, like her mother, Irénée Joliot-Curie developed leukemia as a result of her close work with radioactive substances and died at the age of 58. And it was on this date in 1846, Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning eloped. They'd been courting in secret for a year and a half through the mail, unbeknownst to her father. It all began when Robert Browning wrote Miss Barrett a fan letter saying, "I love your verses with all my heart, and I love you too." And she wrote back to him. She was an invalid. She was a heavy user of morphine. Her father did not approve of Browning. They were married on this date in 1846. She went back home afterward, stayed for 1 week, then ran off to Italy with Browning and never saw her father again. Here's a poem by Corey Messler. "Last Night I Was a Child Again in Raleigh." Last night I was a child again in Raleigh, and the Dorrich boys were on the roof, and my sister was waiting behind the Monopoly board, and it was summer, and the heat was like a separate personality, and dogs wandered here and there unhindered by fences or leashes, and I could see how my future spread out before me like a relief map without relief. And I only wanted to fit in again, to find my family intact, scamp, still alive, and my father regal in his recliner, an ashtray full of cigarettes near him. And I wanted to say, "Father, stop now, stop, please. Let this not be dream. Let it be true that I am a child again in Raleigh, under the finest sun anyone had ever seen, never to be seen again." A poem by Corey Messler, "Last Night I Was a Child Again in Raleigh," from his collection Among the Mensons, published by Iris Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.